One might have expected a cop to wilt beneath all this, but it speedily became plain that the cheese rights were made of sterner stuff.
"If you want to know why I accept young Edwin's alibi," said Stilton, allowing his eyes to bulge a bit farther from the parent's sockets, "it's because it's supported by the vicar, the vicar's wife, the curate's sister, the doctor's aunt, a scoutmaster, 15 assorted tradesmen, and 47 boy scouts. It appears that the doctor was giving a lecture on first aid in the village hall yesterday evening, and Edwin was the chap who went on the platform and was illustrated on. At the moment when my uniform was pinched, he was lying on a table, swathed in bandages, showing what you have to do to a bloke with a fractured thigh bone."
This, I admit, spiked our guns to no little extent. Nobby did say that it might have been an accomplice, cunningly designed to look like Edwin, but you could see that it was simply a suggestion.
"Also," said Stilton, plainly resolved to keep nothing from us, "Edwin stated that, going to the accused's bedroom later in the evening to put a hedgehog in his bed, he saw the uniform there. And I met a chap this morning who had been an extra waiter at the fancy dress ball at East Wibley last night, and he informs me that there was a loathsome-looking object taking part in the festivities, dressed in a policeman's uniform, 6 sizes too large for him. I am ready to step along, Worcester, if you are."
It seemed to me a fair cop, as I believe the expression is, and I saw nothing to be gained by postponing the inevitable. I rose and wiped the lips with the napkin, like a French aristocrat informed that the tumbril is at the door.